You're listening to Robert Rankin. Well, I was a bit of a hero after that for at least a year. And he did it all through his life. The time I most remember now, of course, would be his funeral. Because at his funeral, we sat there, and one is pretty depressed at one's father's funeral, and the vicar got up on the rostrum and started to talk about my dad. And the vicar said, "I've only been in this parish for the last 9 months, during which time Mr. Rankin has been very ill, but I've sat and I've talked to him in the evenings, and he's told me much about his life." Mr. Rankin was no ordinary man. Mr. Rankin was a man who had sailed alone across around Cape Horn. He had crossed some of the deserts of the world on foot. He had climbed some of the highest mountains. He had been in some of the most incredible military campaigns of the Second World War. And I sat there, and my mum sat there, and my mum went, "Oh." The first thing was I thought the vicar had got the wrong man. And then I could hear little outbursts of laughter around the church from my dad's mates. My dad had spent the last 9 months of his life winding up the vicar. And after the service, I swear to God, I had tears of laughter. I was so happy. I felt my dad had shared the last joke with us. And I said to the vicar, "Would you like to come back for a cup of tea?" And the vicar came back to my father's house. And about 2 years before he died, my dad had asked me if he could have this big swordfish saw, which I used to have hanging above my desk. And he'd taken it home and he'd hung it above the fireplace. And the vicar said to me, "Well, that could tell some stories, couldn't it?" And I said, "Refresh my memory." And he said, "Oh," he said, "remember your father was fishing off the Florida Keys in an open boat, and there was a storm and he got washed out to sea. And then in the middle of the night, the swordfish came right up through the bottom of the boat, and your father snapped off the swordfish saw and put his foot in the hole and drifted back the next morning." And I thought, yeah, if people ever ask me, "Where do you get your ideas from, Rankin?" I shall simply refer them to my deceased father. Southern Counties Radio, and you're listening to Robert Rankin, and in a moment or two I'm going to be speaking with Michael Jackson. I don't know about you, I'd always loved music, me, but I've never quite understood a lot of the technical stuff that goes on with music. That was why it was always good for me, because I always had an older brother who used to tell me why things work. He first talked to me about music, I can remember, oh blimey, back about my time, my 8th birthday. And at that time, he taught me how our record player worked. As it was my birthday, I was allowed a very special treat, which was to sit alone beneath the kitchen table and lick the varnish from the legs. Happy days. My brother was playing a gramophone record that he had bought me as a birthday present.